Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
During this week's Vacation Bible Adventure, the folks who were participating, children and children at heart, got to meet Daniel and a wisecracking guard named Ashpenaz as well, and hear a little bit of Daniel's story and learn about Daniel's difficult decisions to interpret dreams and to maintain and keep his own faith practices, even when that was illegal in the land of Babylon. And by the end of the third out of four nights, the climax of the story hits, and Daniel, who has refused to give up his faith in his own God and his faith practices, Daniel is arrested and taken off in chains to be fed to the lions, complete with lion sound effect, as the story is told. And that night, as we were concluding our Vacation Bible Adventure, one of our young participants seemed kind of anxious and a little bit out of sorts. And so I said to her, are you all right? Did you have fun today? And she said, I'm just so worried about Daniel. I hope those lions don't eat him. I mean, I know God is good and God is big, but those are lions. And I thought, how wonderful. First of all, magnificent acting, Daniel. There was some deep character acting going on. But really, this is a glimpse of what it is to have faith as a child, to be that captivated and caught up in the story. I think this is why we love musicals about the Bible, like Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, or Jesus Christ Superstar, or Godspell. We start to get caught up in the story again. See, we as grown-ups, too often, we've heard this story so many times. I mean, you all know how the story of Daniel in the lion's den goes. I don't even have to tell you the story. You know the ending. You know the outcome. You know the story of Jesus and how that goes. And we've heard it so many times that we forget that sense of being caught up in it when faith and the stories of our faith seem alive and real. When it really could be either way. It's like Schrodinger's lion until we open the den. Come on, that was a joke about Schrodinger's cat. Come on. Until we open the den, we don't know if Daniel is alive or not. We don't know if what he has believed and held out, that God is bigger and stronger and with him through it all, we don't know if that's going to be true. And when we are in that moment as children, when we're caught up in faith like a child, anything is possible. And when we do meet Daniel on the fourth day, and he's okay, and the lions didn't eat him, because he was okay, and the lions did not eat him, we experience the wonder, the relief, the joy, the blessing of God being with Daniel, and that means God is going to be with us. In the imagination, like faith of a child, we can go on this journey together, or we can go on this journey in ourselves and really experience, live into our faith. We get kind of jaded as we age. So I selected this passage from Hosea for this morning as we completed our conversations and our thinking about Daniel and experiencing that, because there's a lion in that passage that I always think is kind of interesting. It's God who roars like a lion, according to the prophet Hosea. But God roars like a mama lion, maybe, because God has this tender compassion for God's people. God is angry, frustrated, whatever it is, with the children of Israel. They haven't always done what is right and what is good. And, you know, that Old Testament story about God that we've heard it before, is God going to get angry? Angry enough to destroy people or the world? According to the prophet Hosea, God thinks about the people, thinks about us, as children, recalls to God's own mind that time when we were like children. or those ways in which we are always like children, and how God is as a parent to us, as one who bends down and feeds us with gentleness, draws us in with bands and cords of kindness and love, lifts us like an infant to God's cheeks. Don't you love that image? God lifting us up like we're an infant and kissing our pudgy little cheeks. And from that place of tenderness, God can't be angry, but can only extend love again and again and again. It's transformative when God sees us, thinks of us as children. Transformative for God, but is it transformative for us? Can we see ourselves like little children? I think we long, very often, we long for that kind of simplicity, that kind of, oh, here's the right thing, here's the wrong thing, that kind of wonder about faith, that excitement. Daniel was saved from the lion's den, so we're going to sing and dance about that. I think we long for the times and the places where we understand that helping people is the right thing to do, and we don't worry about how complex it can be and the systems that get in the way of helping others. We just say, yeah, it's the right thing to help people. And faith seems simpler, and life seems simpler. Can we give ourselves the space to be children in our faith? I think some of us did that this week. Many of the folks that come and participate at VBA, y'all are quite different then. This like little childlike wonder comes out in each one of us. We get a little silly. We have a lot of fun. And things seem a little bit easier. Oh, it's hard work. It's hard work to put on a vacation Bible adventure and transform this church into Babylon itself. But with our imagination, just a few greens become the Hanging Gardens. And our fellowship hall becomes a whole marketplace, bustling with the noise of a real Egyptian marketplace at one point. There was like a recording in the background, people speaking in a marketplace, bustling with sound. It becomes real, and we're able to enter that space. But then, Wednesday night at about 8 o'clock, we work like mad worker bees or those ants that can carry, 40 times their body weight, and take it all down and pack it all away. It feels to me a little bit like after Epiphany when you take down all the Christmas decorations and pack them all away. Get serious again. Or at least go home and take a good long nap if you were with me on that one. Something great happens when we play together, when we explore and engage in the wonder of our faith together. When the disciples ask Jesus, what is true greatness? What is true greatness in faith? He doesn't tell them that they have to be like the scribes and the Pharisees. He doesn't have a whole lot of respect for that. He doesn't tell them that they should have an arm wrestling match, as James and John kind of seem to want to do, about which one of them is stronger or better or best. He brings a child that time and place would have considered at best kind of a nuisance, just waiting to be a grown-up. Until they're a grown-up, there's not much that they can contribute. Nope, Jesus says, that's not true. Here's a child. And until you can uncover that delight, that wonder, that humility, that sense of awe of anything is possible. I don't know the end of the story, so I need to wait for what God is going to tell me. How hard is that for us? I don't know the end of this story, so I'm going to wait and see what God is going to do here. I'm going to wait and see. Have the humility to wait for God's answer in this story. That's greatness, Jesus says. That's what true faith, the best kind of faith, is like. And then he goes on from that, right into this next passage that I almost cut out, because it starts to get a little bit, I don't know, gruesome, and I don't like it. And so that's what I sometimes do. Oh, we can just read those first four verses, and that will be fine. We don't need to read the next part about
woe to anyone who puts a stumbling block in front of one of these children, because I will then tie a stone around your neck and throw you into the ocean. What?
How seriously Jesus takes that childlike faith and the recognition that opportunities for stumbling will happen. Let's just try not to be the ones that make them happen. Opportunities for stumbling and falling away from that faith will happen. When I think about little children, we don't try to put obstacles in front of kids. I think we're fine. We're good. We've got this. We make space. We make space for children in worship together. We make space for children in vacation Bible adventure. But then I wonder what it means to make space for the childlike faith in us. And I think sometimes we're not as good at that for ourselves. I think sometimes we do put some stumbling blocks between ourselves and the childlike faith, the innocence, the humility, the wonder that Jesus says is true greatness. What are those stumbling blocks that we put in the way of our own childlike faith? Seeking after greatness, that might be a stumbling block. The responsibility and respectability that we need to have to operate in the world, to be competent, to get stuff done. Our own busyness. I know I am too busy to play. Much too busy and much too important, I'm sure, to play, to wait for the end of the story, to hold out in wonder. I need to get this part done so that we can move on to the next thing on the to-do list. Or as I said, we get jaded. We've heard that story before so many times. Yeah, Jesus rises from the dead. We get it. Okay. And we forget to hold out the wonder in that. Or we get anxious and worried. Maybe it's just a story and it doesn't apply to my life anymore because my life is so different. I have all these pressures that God just doesn't understand. And we get worried about those things. I don't think we need to worry about tying millstones around our own necks. But I think we need to take seriously, I think we need to take with some weightiness the importance of discovering our own childlike selves. Because we are God's children. We are the children that God lifts up to kiss our cheeks. We are the children that God teaches to walk, feeds with kindness. We are the children who embody true greatness in faith when we re-experience the story with wonder, when we wait to see what God will do. And so this is the end of our vacation Bible adventure for this year, but it is the beginning of a worship series for the next few weeks where we'll be talking about childlike faith, about imagination and wonder. And it's not just about how we include children in our worship. It's about how we include the childlike parts of ourselves. It's about how we nurture and lift up the childlike parts of ourselves and our own faith so that we can find a truly great, truly wonder-filled faith, and that new each day might be the story of God's love for us as God's children. We'll keep looking for that true greatness, that true joy and wonder together. Amen. And as we come to a time of sharing our prayers together, our celebration